So last week, just review a little bit, we talked about this Moshe Pekin case. Is it okay to open up a restaurant with the name of someone that already is using that? That was the real case that happened in 1983. And we discovered that there seems to be a machlokas haposkim, whether there's something called zchus yotzrim, whether there's something in halacha that if I invent something, or I create a sefer, or I create a name, that gives me exclusive rights that can stop you from using it. The Shaul Meshav clearly said that a person does have such rights, and most of the contemporary poskim said that he's a das yachid, and there really isn't much of a source for creative rights. And they brought a raya from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer said the only way Wolf Heidenheim could stop people from imprinting his machzorim with his own pirish, to put in someone else's machzor while he was alive, was because it's a tapkanen or cherim, that if we don't protect mechavri svarim, no one's going to write a sefer, because they're going to put all the money into making a sefer and someone else is going to use their material and there won't be any svarim around. So the contemporary post about a right from this Chassam Sofer, that you see that there isn't such a thing as creative rights of creativity. And the Mordechai Ben Ed disagreed with the whole idea that it could be Haskama to start with. So we pretty much said that it's a shaky stand to say that you can't use my thing because there's a Chus Yotzim. We did say that there might be an issue of Marufia. We learned from the case of Marchikim Suvus Hadog Men Hadog, when there's a fisher and you have a net out there and a fish is on your way in, you're sure you're going to get that fish. Someone else isn't allowed to put a net to intercept that fish. And from there we learn, many of us shown and learned, is it in a marufia if you have a steady customer, a steady non-Jew who gives you business, and someone else isn't allowed to take him because you are relying on him, you cultivated him, you worked it out that you have this profit. So another person cannot go and intercept it for you, just like you can't intercept a fish. So the same thing might be over here. You have this name recognition, or you make this pirish on a sefer that everyone's buying. All the customers are going to come to you because you put out the effort and you have the product. Someone else to put out the same product would be taking that customer from you. There were some poskim who said such a svara. Rav Mordechai Ben Net said that it doesn't apply here because they're talking where, like we learned, that there's a specific fish that you have your eye on that you're going to catch. Here there's no specific customer. You made your customer. You sold out your first printing. There might be other printings afterwards. Other people are going to make printings afterwards, but there's no specific fish out there that you're catching. So he said the whole svara doesn't apply, and the Chassam Sofer seemed to agree with him on that. But the case we said that was a good, that this was a precedent for, was someone's in a store ready to buy that safer, ready to buy something, you tell them, come over to me, I can give it to you cheaper. That's the case of Ma'achikim Sudas Hadog Min Hadog. So to prevent someone from using that name would also not be such a clear, would not be such a clear precedent. The last thing we said, there might be something called Minag HaSochrim. The Gemara talks about if the butchers get together and make certain rules of competition, rules of selling, that becomes a minig, that becomes like din. So maybe the same thing over here, if the different svarim sellers have certain minhagim that you can't take someone else's safer, or certain businesses have a minig that if I make a name, you can't take my name, so maybe that would be binding. And this case happened from New York to Tel Aviv, so most of the poskim that talked about it said here there wasn't any loss anyway, and most of them seemed to allow him to open up that store with the same name as the one in New York, because there wasn't a clear issue to stop him, and here there wasn't even any loss to the person in New York. So that was the way we concluded last week. So this week, as advertised, we're talking about a somewhat similar case, but it's more nogeya to us, and that is if you purchase a cassette music of Torah, are you allowed, or a computer program, are you allowed to make a copy to give to your friend? Well, actually, we're going to talk about three types of cases. The first type of case we'll talk about, can you make copies to sell? Right. Let's say it's not available anymore, maybe it is available, you're going to make copies and sell them cheaper, you know, with the white label you have for a dollar or two on the streets. That's the first case. The second case I'd like to discuss tonight is you know your friend is going to the store to buy one, can you say, here, look, I have it already, I'll make a copy for you. You save you some money. And the third case we'll talk about is when he's not planning on buying it. You know he's not going to buy it, it's too expensive. It's an expensive program, and you say, look, you're not going to buy it here, I'll make a copy for you so you can have it also. We're talking about those three types of cases. The first case, you're mass producing them for sale. The second case, you're giving it to someone as a favor so he doesn't have to go buy it at the store. And the third case is you're giving it as a favor to someone who wasn't planning on buying it at all, but now he'll have this copy of this CD program, this computer program, or this cassette. Right? We'll talk about those three cases. So let's talk a case where you're mass producing it. So if you're mass producing it for sale, so I think that's like the same arguments that we said last week apply here. Right? Mass producing it for sale will start like this. If there's something called Zichus Yotzrim, if there's creative rights, I created, just like we said last week, I created the name, I created the Sefer, or the Titan, I created the Sefer, I created this tape, I thought of the idea, I thought of the music, I thought of the computer program. So I have the right to all the profits from this, and you're not allowed to take profits from my thing that I made. Now, the second argument we were talking about last week was Marufia. Right? I created this market. I created the tapes. Everyone likes listening to my music that I created, or my computer program that I created. They like my program. Anyone that wants to buy WordPerfect is going to buy WordPerfect, the real WordPerfect. Now I go and market it under my name, the same product, so I'm taking WordPerfect's fish away. Right? So that, just like we say, I'm taking away the customers from the person buying the safer from the store with his name, so I'm also taking customers from the person that created that computer program. But like we said just before, many Achronim disagree with that application. Rav Mordechai Ben Edech, some server disagreed with that application because Marufio was talking where there's a specific customer in the store, there's a specific fish that I have my eye on that I'm going to get, and you're taking that fish from me. So what, I sold out on that first run of those tapes or the first run of the software, but there's no specific customer out there that's on his way to me, so that might not apply here either. Others do say it applies, but it might not apply over here. Certainly the Takan of the Chassam Sofer, that he wants to protect people writing Svarim, that there should be Svarim in Klai Yisrael, that doesn't apply here because we're talking about a cassette, we're talking about music, we're talking about secular computer programs. The Chassam Sofer said that you have a right to stop people from printing your Sefer because otherwise people won't have Svarim. Or you want to protect someone who's writing a Sefer so there'll be Svarim in the world. So that's by Svarim. That's the special Chayrim they made. We spoke out the case of the Ramah, the Maram Padova, who had his Rambam stolen from him and the Ramah Paskin for him with the Chayrim. Right? So that's for Svarim. It doesn't apply to anything else. If there's a Minhag Sofrim, so that would be an issue here also. If there's a Minhag Sofrim that you can't reproduce things for sale, so then you could certainly say there's a Minhag Sofrim that once I put a program out, you can't go make money off of my program, you can't sell it, so that certainly would apply. So I think most of the poskim do, even though each one of the arguments has pros and cons, but I think the consensus of most poskim is that you cannot make money off of someone else's work. Right? They invented it, they used it, even without the machusa, you know, not getting into that. The fact that there might be zchus yotzrim, there might be marufya over here, there is a good case to say there is marufya, they are coming for this program because I made it, but they are coming for my program, for you to take my customers away, and then the note of Yehuda might apply that case with person that made his shas and he's selling his shas with his pirish, and you come along and just take off his pirish and print the shas to compete with it, it causes him a chaser. There might be, and most people can say there is, an iser to make the copies for sale. So that I think is pretty muskum.
What criteria did they come
to? It's pretty much most of them are using it because of the Marchik Mesudas Adag Min Adag. If I have a fish, you can't take my fish. I created this product, and the customers are coming to me. You can't take my customers. And they disregard the fact that Rav Mordechai ben Etzer said that that's only talking where there's a specific customer. They say that there is a good precedent, even though there's no specific customer. Right? That's, you could hear it either way. And we're dealing with Rashi calls it Mazik, with some sefer calls it Gezel, so there is reason. And there's certainly minig is not to do it, if that minig has weight. Okay, so how about if you're making a copy, your friend, you said, it's going to, oh, that's a good program, I'm going to go to the, so on sale for $200, I'm going to go pick one up. And you say, okay, I'll give it to you, I'll copy over mine, you don't save yourself some money. Right, what's the din over there? So, Zchus Yotzim is not an issue. Right? The fact that there's creative rights, that means that I have rights to market my thing. You are going and giving it away to someone for free, that's not interfering with my Zchus Yotzim. Right? That wouldn't apply for sure, even if there is such a thing as creative rights. Creative rights means I can stop you from making a profit off of me. I'm not making a profit, I'm giving it away to someone. It's not cost. I'm not getting any money from it. So that's not an issue. But the Marufia could apply here, because Malacha Marufia is if someone's ready to make a purchase, and here he says he's going to the store to make a purchase, you are going and circumventing his purchase. You're stopping him from making that purchase, that this store has that fish, he's ready to sell it to him, you're stopping the fish from getting it, from taking it. So there Marufia might apply. Right, that even though there's no zchus yosrim, but marufi might apply. The takana of the chasam sefer certainly won't apply here. Also, it's only talking about svarim, and the fourth minik sakrim will, if there's such a minik, so then that might apply also. Okay, now just this marufia also is not so pashit. The Pisrei Choshen says, suppose your friend is ready to buy this tape, and you say, look, you know, I'm finished listening to mine, you can have it. I'll give it to you. Is that an Isser of Marufi? Is that an Isser of stopping someone's fish? My copy, yeah, I don't need it anymore. You can have it. Or I'll lend it to you long term. Is that an Isser? Right? We said that someone's ready to make a purchase. You can't. I'll say, come to me, I'll give it to you cheaper because you're taking his fish away. He's ready, right, ready to bite. And you're taking it. The owner is batuach, he's going to get this fish, and you took it from him. So how about if you say, I'll give it to you for free? Okay, I don't know if we remember we spoke about this, but they talk about in Eretz Yisrael, well, I guess it happened, people don't use buses here, but in Eretz Yisrael, everyone waits at the bus stop, and cabs come in, take the customers from the bus stop, and they take them. So they talk about whether that's an issue of Marachikim Mitzvah Sadag Min Adag. I think we spoke about it then. But everyone agrees that if you drive by, you're driving down the street and you see your cousin at the bus stop, you're allowed to take him to the chasana, right? We don't say, oh, your cousin is ready to pay the bus. You're taking money away from the bus. You're stealing from the... You're taking that fish away from the bus company. Right, what's the svara? Because the svara is... Well, that's what you're saying, Yaakov, that... If you're doing a chesed is a chesed. This whole issur, the whole sugyas in Baba Vas about the machikim mesudas hadag was when you're in business. This person's trying to catch the fish. You want to catch the fish for yourself. You're competing with him. Here, you're not competing. You're doing a chesed. The guy's ready to waiting there for the bus. You're doing him a favor. You're taking him for free. If you were doing it as a business and that's what you commonly do, that might be an issue. We said that probably wasn't an issue there for a side reason also, but certainly if you're doing it for free, that's no problem. So Pisrei Choshen says, certainly, if your friend is going to buy that tape in the store, and you say, look, I'm not listening to it anymore, I'll give you mine, that wouldn't be any issue. So he says, what's the difference if you lend him your original, or you give him a copy? Either way. Right, that person, the storekeeper, wasn't batuach that he was getting that customer. You could have given it away to him for free. So it's just like you're giving away your copy for free. You can also make a second copy and give it to him. That's what the Pisrei Choshen says. It's hard, that's what he says. It's if you can lend it to him, or you could give him your own. Well, you could lend it to him, right? You certainly could lend it to him. Then you also destroy it. Okay, they're the only ones using it at a time. But how often do people need to listen to it? You know, it's a once you see it, once you hear it, you heard it, right? It's a shear that you have to hear. So you give it around, right? And everyone doesn't have to buy it. You know, it's a program that you can figure out something and the gematria of your name, and you give it to everyone and they pass it around. So anyway, those are the first two cases. So right now we've been dealing just with this without what everyone's been talking about, that maybe by a sale is different. Okay, so that's the first case. To do it as a sale, we said that the chance you're getting into a merufia, most poskim say it's a problem. To make a copy for a friend who normally would have bought it, there are poskim that say that's also contemporary because you're taking away that fish from the seller. The Pesach Choshen says he doesn't see a difference between giving him a copy or giving him the original or lending it to him. So he says that wouldn't apply. But we're not finished, because there's one other issue, and we'll talk about that. When you're making a copy for someone who wasn't thinking of buying it, look, I got a great safer here, I got a great tape here, I got a great computer program here, let me make a copy so you can have it also. But is there any way when I sell my cassette, I sell my music, or I sell my computer program, that I can prevent you from profiting from it? Can I prevent you from using it? So here also there's no Zchus Yotzrim, and here there's no Marufya for sure. There's no Machikim Mitzvus Hadok. He's not planning on buying it. There's no customer here. Right? There's no customer. You're certainly not taking a fish away. The Chassam Sofer's Takana certainly doesn't apply like we said all along. Minig Sochem, is there a minig or not? That's, we'll have to see if there's such a minig. Okay, so that's what we're going to talk about now. Right? Is there something I can do when I sell it to protect myself? So we finally get to the handout. And the topic of tonight's shiur is shiur. Shin Yud Vav Resh. There's a concept in Shas that when I sell something, I can retain certain rights to it. But we're not talking about a condition here. I can certainly sell something on the condition. I'm selling to you on the condition that you do such and such. If you don't do such and such, so then the whole thing is void. So I certainly could say, I'm selling you this tape on the condition that you don't make a copy. If you make a copy, so then the sale is null and void. That's certainly possible to do. But it's not such a good idea, because I'm going to buy a $500 tape, a $500 program, and I'm going to use it until I'm finished. I'll buy a tax program. I'll finish my taxes. Then I'll make a copy of it. And I'll go back to the store and say, look, I made a copy of it, and according to our stipulation, if I make a copy, it's null and void. I want my money back. Here's your program. I'll take my money back. So that's not such a useful method, right, to make a stipulation. You're going to lose more than you gain. But there's a thing called shiur, where you're not saying it's going to be null and void. What you're doing is, I'm selling it to you, but I retain some rights to it. I am retaining some rights to this object also. I can sell you the animal, and I'm keeping all the wool that grows on it. Or this Gemara in Baba Basra, Samach Gimel, Ben Levi Shamacha Sadar Yisrael. If a Levi sells a field to a Yisrael, and he says, I'm an Hashem Meiser Rishon Shali, I'm keeping the Meiser Sheni. Meiser Rishon Shalo, he is allowed to keep it. The Gemara asks, it's a davar shelo b'ola olam. So Gemara answers, came into Amalei, I'm a nasha ma'aser rishon shali, by saying that shirurei shayirei l'makom ma'aser. He's retaining that part of the field. The part where the ma'aser is going to grow, that remains his. And Reish Lakish says, from here we learn out, that if you sell a house to someone and you say, I'm keeping that upper floor, the rooftop, I'm keeping that rooftop, he keeps it. And the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. That means that he can either he can build another floor on top of it. Right, I'll sell you my house by saying I'm selling you my house, but I keep rights to the roof. So that means that it's your house, but it's not a condition. I'm selling you the whole house, but I'm retaining rights if I want to put a roof on the top of it. So that's a halacha of shiur. Now, that doesn't help us so much, because here we're talking about something else. Here, I'm selling you the tape, but what am I keeping for myself? Can I sell you the tape and retain rights to make copies? But just like I can sell you the house, and I retain rights to put a roof on it, so I'll sell you the tape, and I retain rights to make copies. We're skipping a step. There is one chilek. There's one chilek, and that is, there's a difference between me retaining rights to build a third floor on top of the house, and between me retaining rights to make copies when I don't have it. What I'm really doing is, I'm retaining rights that I don't get any benefit from. Does that make a difference? Can I retain rights where I'm not going to gain anything from it? I can retain rights, I could put a house on it, but can I retain rights where I don't get anything? Prove to me that there is such a thing. So Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, in a famous tshuva he wrote in Tchumen, brings it right from this next mission of Avmetzia, that you can even have shiur where you don't have direct benefit from that thing that you're keeping for yourself. The Mishnah has a halacha that if you rent a chamar and you say, look, I only want you to take it on the mountain but not in the valley, and the renter took it into the valley, so the Tanakhama says he's chayiv no matter what. That's the first case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah then says he's only chayiv if by taking it on the mountain it slipped. And so there you could say, oh, it slipped because it's on a slopey thing. If it had been on a valley, it wouldn't have fallen. Right? The Gemara asks, what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seif? And the Gemara says, the Reisha goes like Rameyer, that Rameyer holds that Hamav, call Hamavra Das Shabal Abayis. If you deviate from what the owner wanted you to do, Nikra Goslin, you're a Goslin. So if I tell you, I'm giving you this Hamar, I'm renting it to you on the condition you only keep it on it, not on the condition. I want it to stay on the mountain, and you take it to the valley, even though the valley did not kill it any more than the mountain would have, or the Italian went in the valley and take it to the mountain, even though the mountain didn't kill it, it died from heat, and on the mountain it would have been cooler. Rameyer holds that since you didn't do what the Baal HaBayis said, you're called a Goslin. And the Gemara brings where Rameyer says that. Rameyer says, Allah is Hanosin Dinner La'ani, Likach La'chalak. I'm giving an ani a dinner to buy a shirt. Lo yikach lo talis. The ani is not allowed to buy a talis. Or if I give him a dinner to buy a talis, lo yikach lo cholik. He's not allowed to buy a cholik. Because you're circumventing the ratzon of the Baal HaBayis. So Zalman Nechemya says, from here you see that there's a halacha that if I rent something to you or I give you something, I have the right to limit your use of it, even though I personally don't get any benefit. The case of the ani, to me it doesn't make a difference what the ani buys. The Gemara says maybe it does, because you know, I might be able to call it a lie if not, but the pashut pshat is that to me it doesn't make a difference, because I lost the dinner anyway, I gave it to the ani. But I have a right to give something to someone, to rent something to someone, or to sell something to someone, he says, and retain the rights of certain rights for myself. I'm only giving it to him for that, to buy a shirt, but not to buy a coat. So from here he says there's a halacha called shiur, that I have a right to limit what I give away or sell to someone and retain certain rights for myself. And since I'm retaining the rights of copying, that's not a case anymore of Tanai, that if he breaks the condition, the whole thing is null and void. What you're doing is you're stealing from me. I own the rights to make copies of it. I retain those rights. We're like partners. You have the right to listen to it, to use it. I have the right to make the copies. You go make copies, you are stealing my thing. I have rights to this. Right, so there are a lot of tshuvas for him that talk about, like Divrei Chaim says about, I can rent something to someone and make certain conditions. And there is such a prevalent shita that I can make any condition I want when I sell something to you. Yeah, well, there we say that. So I'm retaining rights. You're right. So it could be that it'd be hard to do. I'm retaining rights to make copies for other people. You're right. It'd be hard to limit that. There's other problems with this eitzah. And there are a couple problems. The first problem is that it only works for the one that I buy. But let's suppose you say you're allowed to make a copy for yourself. Right? It says you can make a copy for yourself. So I made a copy for myself. And now I have that copy. That copy, I can make copies for someone else because that's not his. That's mine. Right? He gave me the right to make a personal copy. So I take that copy, or I put it on my hard drive. So it's on my hard drive. I'm allowed to do that. So me taking from my hard drive and then copying it on a floppy and giving it to the other person, that's not the thing he sold me. There's no shear there. So that's one problem with this method of preventing people from using your property.
The outcome can't be stronger, more rights in it than the original. You can't.
Sure it can. Because we're saying that it's not stipulation, it's shear. I retain ownership over this thing that I'm selling you, this CD that I'm selling you. Right? So when I allow you to make a copy, you're right, I can stop you from making all copies, but once I allow you to make one copy for yourself, so that's not mine anymore, that's yours. There's no way I can. What kidney did I make that I have on the thing on your computer? It's not mine. The other issue is, and this the Pesachei Choshen points out, is that this should only work if I tell you when I'm selling it to you. Look, I'm selling it to you, and this is the deal, that I retain rights over it. But if I sell, you go to the store and you buy the thing from, and you're not even buying it from the tape, from the program, from the person that made it. You're buying it from a third party. So you bought it. Now you use it. So where's that shear? The fact that it's written on the cover, that's not so posh that the word, that's not the, you know, see, we certainly don't have a raya from the din of shear that should help, right? There's no raya from there. So it could be this also, he says, maybe that it could be that this won't help unless I tell you at the time of the sale. So the truth is, when you come with strict halacha, it's hard to find any really clear way of protecting your rights if you are the seller, because we said this chus yosim is shaky. Marufia is certainly shaky when he wasn't planning on buying it anyway, right? There's no fish over here. I'm not losing him anything. There's no takana of the chum sofer. There's no note of Yehuda. There's nothing much left. There might be dinam achusa, but even dinam achusa, the dinam achusa says, if you do it, we are going to cost you a penalty. But I don't know if the dinam achusa stops you from doing it. It says, if you do it, I'm not sure the way it says it over there, that you have monetary rights to make a collection, but I'm not sure if it, and I don't know if the Dinam HaChus is makkah so much on private people also doing it. However, there are different issues, and that is, the Minchas Tzvi brings from, no, I'm sorry, the Mishpat Shlomo brings from Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arabach. He said that Rosh Shlomo, I have a cousin that asked Rosh Shlomo Zalman, are you allowed to make copies? And he said, it's mutter to make copies. This sefer, though, my cousin didn't hear this, but the sefer, this Mishpat Shlomo, quotes him as saying, but there's something called novel b'shus haTorah, right? It's mutter to do certain things, but there's certain things that are novel b'shus haTorah, that if you do it, you're a novel. It's not a nice thing to do. It's a novel b'shus haTorah. So that's what Shlomo Zalman said. There's a Rav Moshe they bring down, and there's an Igros Moshe that he says, you can't make a tape from another tape, it's gezel. But that shuva really is talking about where you take the person's original tape, right, the one that gave the shear, here's the shear I gave, here's the tape, and you take his tape and make, that's gezel, because you took his own personal one copy and make tapes, not that you bought one. So I'm not sure how much that would apply. There's a Michas Tzvi, after he goes through this whole shuva, he can't really find a good issur. He says, however, since the person put his makbid, it's a nochen v'roi the chamish yiras haberis bakshama bilvavo the chavis lechz v'drachel esnag, it's not a right thing to do. The person doesn't is makbid. See, that's a little shaky. Also, like, suppose I have a nice tree in my yard and I'm makbid that I don't want you looking at it. I spent a lot of money on it, and I'm makbid gomer. I don't want you having the pleasure from the tree that I spent money for. Right? I can't stop you from doing that. I put it out. But it bothers me. So he's saying, I'm makbid, right? But there's certain things, you're makbid, that doesn't mean anything, you're makbid. You should work on your midos, right? That's what you should do. So like, if there's really no iser, so the person with the tape shouldn't, his hakpada shouldn't make a difference. But anyway, I can hear a difference between the tree and here where it might be costing me business, and I just don't have I have all these loopholes to get out of it. So he says he's makbid. The Darkei Choshen says there's a rule, the something you don't want someone to do to you, you shouldn't do to your friend. Right, so that's as far as he says. They're also like, maybe it's a problem with your midos if it's really mutter, right? And then the Pesachei Choshen says he's really coming to be matirit. And by the end, he says, talks this part where I was talking about. He said, if you want to lend it to your friend, you certainly could. So why can't you make a copy? The mocher, body knows, expects that you're going to make copies to give to your friends. So I'm not sure if that's the case, at least nowadays in America, that when you sell a copy and you write on the thing that I don't want you to do it, that I really mean that. So, you know, that could be also part of the minik, part of this minik sochrim. The other problem is that this whole din of shir might also only be where I say, I'm selling it to you, I'm keeping rights to myself. If I just say, it's aser api Torah to make copies, so I'm, you know, I'm giving up psak, I'm not saying I'm keeping part of it for myself. Right, so there also some, there's, I have on the top of the page, there's a machlokus of the contemporary poskim, whether, if I, when I say it's aser, whether that really means that I am retaining rights of copying for myself, or I'm just giving you a psak halacha, which is wrong, which might be wrong. Right, so in conclusion, when in the, each of these three cases, when we're talking about copying tapes to make money off of it, someone else's money, so there it seems that most poskim say that it's aser, based on that maybe it's chus yotrim, maybe it's marufya, maybe it's this marchukim sudas adag and adag, maybe this minaga sochrim, and I think the minig is that we don't go and copy someone else's thing and make money off of it. When it's a shayla of him costing someone a sale, here, I'll give it to you, and when he was going to buy it anyway. So there's the additional issue of the marufia, except we said like the Michas Visa, and maybe the marufia doesn't apply there, because it's like I'm doing a favor for him. There's no difference if I lend it to him or I give it to him. The only really issue might be this issue, that if I sell it to you and I'm retaining rights for the copying, and that's what I really meant, and you know that's what I meant, so there I have a strong case, because there is it in a shir, and I am being mishayer that for myself, and then I could stop you. Other than that, we just have the shayla of midos, maybe it's novishus haTorah, maybe it's maidav, son of lechav, lechavir lehosavid, right, those types of issues, but that someone could take you in Torah and win, it wouldn't be so pashit. So, as in everything, if you have a shayla, what to do? You should ask a shayla, and now you know what the issues are, and you will be able to better ask a shayla and come to a better conclusion.